You're listening to SBS News.
Community groups have responded to Treasurer Josh Frydenberg's federal budget, with some expressing concern over how far it goes to support migrants and Australians with non-English-speaking backgrounds. The National Migration Program remains capped at 160,000 places a year, and the family stream will be limited. An English language component is one hurdle partner visa applicants will be expected to pass. The Chief Executive of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, Muhammad Al-Kafaji, is worried some partners could miss out because of that requirement.
We're also concerned, and we think it's a huge missed opportunity for the government to address the there are a lot of temporary visa holders here in Australia who are willing to work in critical industries that are affected by COVID-19, such as health, aged care and agricultural industries, who have been crying out for the workforce in exchange for fast-tracking to permanent residency, pathways to permanent residency.
Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge says there will be 13,750 places allocated under the 2020-21 federal budget for the humanitarian program. That decision has disappointed the Refugee Council of Australia because it says the program has now been cut back from the 20,000 places a year at the 2013 election. The Council's Chief Executive, Paul Power, has told SBS News the global need for resettlement is more important than ever.
The Trump government in the United States has massively cut its refugee resettlement program, and the need for access to resettlement is greater than it's ever been. You know, we're seeing larger numbers of refugees globally than we've seen at any stage in the past 70 years.
Mr. Power is accusing the government of using the coronavirus pandemic as a reason to scale back the humanitarian program. The government had hoped this budget would appeal to young Australians with promises to help them plan for the future after school. Thousands of apprenticeships are being created and funding is being promised for higher education short courses to promote more jobs. But multicultural youth advocacy network's Carmel Guerra says young people are often overtrained and without work.
You know, we really want to see that the training leads to some industry link of job for these young people post the training. There's no point doing continued training with no job opportunity.
She's calling on the government to invest in jobs for the long term because young people aged under 30 will be confronted with the effects of the coronavirus well into the future. The budget is also boosting housing provisions for First Nations peoples in a bid to drive construction in regional Australia. The government is also committing to helping Indigenous students finish school and its continuing funding for its Indigenous Advancement Strategy. This work aims to reduce the rates of Indigenous incarceration, youth suicide and domestic violence. Ms. Guerra says young people from migrant backgrounds are also at risk of racism and that issue needs addressing.
And I think we need a deliberate strategy and a range of initiatives attached to that to tackle that problem.
And if you'd like to find out how the budget has affected your finances, you can use the SBS budget calculator. Head to our website, sbsnews.com.au. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.